Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Ettingham, and today we are being joined by Megan Klein. She is a member with the Minburn Betterment Community Group. And Megan, as always, thank you so much for taking the time to join me.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to be here with you.
Yeah, you are absolutely welcome. As we're coming up here on the month of August, can't believe, 2025 continues to roll on, and that means Meet Me in Minburn, the next one in the series. And you have a special one. You have two here in the month of August, so you're kind of doubling up. We'll start here with the first one as it is immediate. It is happening actually this Saturday, August 2nd at Meek Park, of course. And so talk about Kyle Jackson will be performing. Talk a bit about him, and then also just the event in general if people are unaware of it.
Sure. It is kind of creeping up on us. Here comes August. Yeah. And I turned over the calendar and realized, oh, we have our next free concert. Remember the Meet Me in Minburn concert, Kyle Jackson. He's from Panora. This guy is phenomenal. It's one of those performers that when you hear him play, you feel like he's playing just for you. Mm-hmm. And he's got a big following. He plays everything, some country, some old rock. He does covers. He's really popular, and we just really appreciate having him come out. Such a talent. He'll start his performance at 7 o'clock, okay. 7 to 9. The weather this weekend is supposed to be fantastic.
Yeah. Okay.
I heard 70s. Nice. So that would be a great night to come, set up a chair, and listen to him. He plays a little John Denver. It's really good. And then there will be a free will donation meal by the Minburn Fire Department, and that's 5:30 to 7, and they're doing pork loin sandwiches and hot dogs.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, so it should be a really great night. I think the weather will be so much better than today.
No, that's going to be fantastic. And if I remember from last year now, Kyle Jackson, I don't want to say he's a regular, but he has performed at the Meet Me in Minburn before.
He is a favorite. We really enjoy his charisma on the stage. Like I said, it feels like there's a lot of people up there playing with him. He just has that way, musically, it sounds so full and rich, and he's got a wonderful voice and plays really great tunes and you want to sing along with, and it's a good time for everybody.
Absolutely. And then, of course, a big part of these Meet Me in Minburn series is the skating aspect of it. So, kids, adults, everyone can really join in. You can either bring your own skates or you guys have skates to rent.
We do. We have skates to rent. We have the regular old four-wheel skates. We have some inline skates. We have for all sizes, all the way down to your beginner up to adult sizes. Awesome. We have a rail that goes clear around the skating rink. So if you're a beginner at any age and you want to have something to hold on to, there's something there. We also encourage kids to bring, if they want to bring a scooter. My son used to use his tricycle. We used to haul this tricycle down there, this three-wheeler, and he would go around in circles and sing along to the music. So please, any wheels are welcome. Okay. Minburn's a welcome place, and have a good time and bring a chair. There's only so many benches, but we do have in our food stand, there's plenty of picnic tables to sit and eat the meal. But bring a chair so you can sit and watch Kyle and have a great time.
Awesome. Again, we are speaking here with Megan Klein. She is a member with the Minburn Betterment Community Group. And then, of course, Megan, just want to give an early plug. We can talk more about it next time. But like I mentioned, there's going to be another one coming up in August. It will be on August 14th. And that's kind of a band, Laza Palooza. And yeah, that looks like they're more students.
Yes. Okay. So they're called Laza Palooza. And we're having a special concert. This is on a Thursday, August 14th. I listened to these guys play. They did a performance in Adele. These are Adele students. They're sophomores. They are incredible musicians. Okay. And I was blown away. And I said, you need to come up to the Big Heart stage and play. And they agreed for it. And so they're going to come on a skate night, which our free skate night is Thursday nights throughout the summer. You can come. Anybody can come and skate on a Thursday night. That starts at 7.
Okay.
They're going to come play, and I think the Friends of the Minburn Public Library are going to be serving ice cream sundaes.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, and they're going to be they're raising money. It'll be $5 for a sundae, and they're going to raise money for more skates. Awesome. For the skating. Yeah, so it all comes full circle. But these guys, super talented. We're talking a little more 90s rock.
Okay. Like,
so they got their drum set up there and some bass guitars and lead guitars and really great musicians, a lot of fun. If you're, it's inspiring. I will tell you this, if you have some kids in your life who are interested in music, have them come watch this. They're going to be inspired to keep with those lessons.
Okay, awesome. Well, there we go. Yeah, no, so really fantastic. Thank you for diving in to that. And then, you know, talk about how the first two concert series have been. I know obviously you had one in June and then another one here in July. So how have both of those been received?
You know, we've had a great turnout, regardless of the weather. June was hot.
Yeah.
We had Jake Kimball, another person from Panora. Panora's got a lot of good musicians.
Yeah.
We get a lot of good musicians from Panora. Jake Kimball, he plays such great rock and roll music and some really good tunes everyone's familiar with. Great musician, great soul person, and really enjoyed him. We had, I want to say we had well over 100 people.
Wow.
Now, 4th of July, we had one to go. They came from Nebraska, but not all of them did. Someone drove up from Missouri and they intercepted part of the band. They drove from the South and from the West and intercepted a member. They were camping at Jester Park. I don't know how they did that after they performed.
Right.
Beautiful night. So much fun music. I could not get over the music ability of these people. They had some great harmonies. We had, I would say, well over 200 people there for that. And so with the weather being nice this Saturday, August 2nd, and Kyle is so fun to listen to, and his music is such a great appreciation. You know, if you have appreciation for music, it's just, you can relax and listen to him. 7 o'clock.
Okay.
We're expecting some good times.
Awesome. Well, there you go. That is just fantastic. Again, we've been speaking here with Megan Klein. She is a member with the Menburn Betterment Community Group. Well, Megan, thank you so much for stopping in and talking about all of this. It's going to be a busy but fun August.
It is, and I really appreciate you letting me share all this great things happening in Menburn, and we hope people come and enjoy it. It's free, so come on and check it out.
Yeah, there you go. Free is the word. Again, that's all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.